In ancient times, the king's son Ash had been set a quest by King Gairon. "If you wish the throne, you may take it," the king exclaimed calmly, "but you must kill the shark-headed, dragon-winged, lizard-tailed amphibian." "But that's," Ash stuttered. "Impossible," Gairon sneered. "Let's see." He sneered again and left Ash dumbstruck in the white marble palace. Ash couldn't do this, no. Gairon was wrong. He was too young. I may die, but I do not wish to see Hades' face or realm," Ash stated to himself. At these words, Ash ran to the port and cut the rope sustaining the smallest boat. "Rest, Poseidon," Ash praised, and set sail. A few hours later, Ash saw the sky melt from blue to thunderous grey. A low mist lay across the sea like a blanket. It was not raining, although ripples in the water spread across the surface, which told Ash that fish roamed this sea of water. Suddenly, a disturbance in the water, much bigger than the others, erupted out of the water. A whirlpool appeared, and half a dozen Palomino horses appeared. Following the horses was a star-white chariot with seaweed reins, drawn by a lime-green-eyed, blue-skinned person beside the god of the water. Ash was so startled he didn't notice Poseidon pull him into the chariot. "Take this," Poseidon suggested. He handed Ash a clump of blue seaweed, which Ash ate. All of a sudden, slits appeared in Ash's cheeks. "Ow!" Ash cried. "Sorry," Poseidon smiled. "That aquaweed, which makes you go gills." "What?" Ash stuttered. But Poseidon had gone and the chariot was on the island. Ash looked around and bid his farewell to the horses. Then he noticed a gaping hole, a cave. Ash entered and heard water. He moved forward, not noticing the splatters of crimson blood on the wall. He noticed that he was in a gargantuan pool. What seemed to be a snake skeleton seemed to move. "Hello?" Ash asked. No reply. He made up his mind and jumped into the warm water. Something lay beneath him, amphibian. Its black scales glinted, and so did its knife-like teeth. Ash ran deeper to the beast. He kicked it 3 times. It woke up and started to fly, with Ash on its back. They flew out of the cave, up, up to the clouds. All of a sudden, a lightning bolt hit amphibian. Ash and the disgusting hemphrodite fell. The wind galed around them, and as they plummeted, Ash dived. He hit the water, and noticing he still had gills. Poseidon's chariot was reared for him. After a dangerous and arduous journey, Ash was back at home. The news had spread like wildfire, and when it hit Gairon, he was amazed. "I underestimated you." Ash smiled at this. This was all Ash wanted to be a hero.